The first aspect very easy to understand. Huh? The first aspect we have gone through then, as a human being. So as a human being, you don't have to know the teaching. Forget about the teaching. Then inquire, find out. This is how you learn, understand or not? Don't go and commit to memory. Remember to memory the knowledge. Then every time people ask you, you try to retreat to memory. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana. No meaning. What is important is to understand it. Why did the Buddha say the five aggregate of form and mind? That I am the five aggregate of form and mind. And what does he mean? He's referring to the human being as the first aspect. As a human being, what do you have? You draw it out easier to understand it. I'm not good at drawing. So I draw a skeleton on. So this one is the physical body, physical form, or body. Okay? Then you have a consciousness trapped inside. So this consciousness that is trapped inside and the physical body, it consists the human being, okay? So this whole thing, you can say, is the human being, this whole thing. So the Buddha said the first aggregate is the physical form. So this is the rupa. In Pali, we call it the rupa, the physical form. Then there is this consciousness or what they call mind. The mind, the Buddha, subdivide into four more aggregates. So this one is the first aspect of five aggregates of form and mind. So this first aspect is as a human being. So to understand why the Buddha subdivide the mind into four more aggregates is very easy. Just assume you don't know anything. Inquire, check. Understand? Don't believe. Like this physical body is confirming that I have a physical body. This is a physical form. Okay? That teaching is acceptable. Then this mind, you have to inquire, what can your mind do? What can your mind do? Yeah? Your mind can, first aggregate is what? Feeling. Your mind can feel, isn't it? So feeling is one of the aggregate. And this is what the Buddha called Vedana. Vedana. Then after that, your mind can perceive. So perception is Sanya. So feeling like hot and cold, pleasant and unpleasant feeling, you can feel it. Understand? That is the ability of the mind. Then you can perceive what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and recollect through memory. Then what else can your mind do? Your mind can create thinking. You think a lot. Thinking. Or what the Buddha called is Sankara activities. So Sankara, like in the Heart Sutta, they use so many English words to try to define what this Sankara is. Actually, Sankara, I finally summarized it for you. Everything that your mind can do, including feeling and perception, is Sankara. And these three become the content of consciousness. This is the content, consciousness. Then the last one is what? What else can your mind do? Your mind can become conscious, isn't it? Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So consciousness is also one aspect of your mind. This is what your mind can do. So this is what Vijnana is. This consciousness is actually the pure consciousness before the content go in. You understand? That's why in the Paticca Samuppada, avijja paccaya sankara, sankara paccaya Vijnana. This pure Vijnana before the content go in, understand? From the spacious awareness of our nature, when you want to perceive something, you zoom in, understand? That's why you zero and zoom in into a tiny area instead of the spacious area. So you lost your ability to understand that you are the oneness. Then that space, when you input the content of consciousness, it trigger off and become the thought. That's how this one becomes the receptacle. This content go into the receptacle. This one is the receptacle. The spelling correct, right? The air. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, receptacle. Huh? Thank you. So these two together become the thought. Understand? This is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. And within here, there is only four aggregates of mind. How did the external form enter the mind? Through the aggregate of perception, sanya. Understand? That's why here, there is also the five aggregate of form and mind. Can follow? So the five aggregate of form and mind is very easy to understand when you assume you don't know anything. Don't be conditioned by what other teaching you have. Assume you don't know anything. Find out. Inquire. Then all these things become clear. Then no need to rely on people's commentary, explanation. Then you can penetrate the Buddha's teaching deeply, clearly. With this. Then now you put to test the final summary. The Buddha said, in short, where you grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind, which is empty, suffering, dukkha arise. So put to test. And how to put to test? When you are aware, find out. When you attach to the physical body, do you suffer? You suffer again. You worry about it, getting old, getting sick, and die one day. You think it's you. Delusion, superiority. That's why in the five daily contemplation, the essential Dhamma, the Buddha teach you how to reflect, contemplate, and overcome that delusion. This body of ours goes the way of nature. That's why it's subject to all this old age, sickness, and death. For it has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. And this is not you. Like the Buddha finally realized, that's why his problem no more. If you don't realize this and cling on to this, you will get into big trouble. Then when you cling on to this, you think you exist, then you think feeling is you, real. Anger is you. Fear is you. Then you get triple deluded. No, only double deluded. You grasp at the physical, you grasp at the feeling, then you grasp at everything that arises within the form and mind. Everything you see, you give meaning, my loved one. My property, my prized possession, my career, my title, my whatever. That's how you grasp, you cling, you attach, you hold, and you create bondage, suffering, affliction. Because when things change because of the nature's law, law of dependent originating, because it's a conditioned world, it cannot stay forever, a permanent, unchanging entity. It will come, it will go, it will evolve, it will get old, it will get sick, and finally die. Everything is the same. The beautiful flower is ephemeral. It will fade, it will decay, it will be gone. So be observant to see, to realize, to understand, to awaken. Then you have no more problem with life, with understanding the teaching. Okay? Can follow? Any question? Huh? Yeah? So by now, I think this should be very clear already. Yeah? Yeah. Okay.